from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The Education University of Indonesia, UPI, or UPI, presents an honorary doctorate to the Ambassador of Saudi Arabia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminds the difficulty to conquer the world challenge without unity. Related to the case of Kaliurang terrorists, President invites people to cooperate with law enforcement agencies. Now the news in detail. Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Indonesia Osama Muhammad Abdullah Al-Shuaibi was awarded an honorary doctorate degree from the Education University of Indonesia. The inauguration of Dr. Honoris Causa Award was held in Bandung, West Java on Monday, July 16. And witnessed by Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir. As reported by Antara News Agency, the title was awarded to the Saudi ambassador in the field of public education and character as a recognition for his dedication and achievements in developing education in Indonesia. The award is also given to honor his great services for Indonesian Muslims, both in the social, cultural, economic, and religious sectors. Ambassador Osama Muhammad Abdullah Al-Shuaibi is also considered to be instrumental in increasing the Indonesia Hajj quota up to 50,000 visas and on his initiative, the moratorium on the sending of Indonesian migrant workers to Saudi Arabia has been lifted. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded again about the importance of maintaining unity among the Indonesian nations. The president also warned on the high social costs if the Indonesian people were divided only due to political differences in a democratic party. It was delivered while attending Khataman Al-Quran, or recitation of Holy Quran from beginning to the end, an anniversary of Pesantren or Islamic Boarding School An-Najah, Gondang Sragen Regency, Central Java, on Saturday, July 14. On the occasion, the president said that the Indonesian nation have bigger challenges that need to get attention, such as the challenge of trade war and radicalism. We are united to face big challenges that are increasingly difficult. What's our big challenge? There are so many trade wars between countries, as well as radicalism and industrial revolution. Therefore, I invite all of us to keep our Ukhuwah Islamiyah or Islamic Brotherhood, to keep our Ukhuwah Wataniyah or the nation's brotherhood. In the Khataman Al-Quran and Hall of An-Najah Islamic Boarding School, President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno and Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo, also reminded the people of the greatness of the Indonesian nation. According to the president, steps to maintain the greatness can be done by husnul tafahum or prejudice to fellow community. Indonesian President Joko Widodo invites the whole community to cooperate with law enforcement agencies to combat terrorism. This was conveyed after the inauguration of Sragen Kartosuro toll road related to the shooting of suspected terrorists in Kaliurang, Yogyakarta. President Joko Widodo also acknowledged that the terrorism acts still exist in Indonesia. According to the president, the government has taken steps, both subversive and persuasive approach, in order to eradicate terrorism. President Joko Widodo visited Open Space Studio or Studio Alam at Gamplong Natural Reserve, Sumber Rahayu Mayudan, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta on Sunday afternoon. The president will inaugurate the Studio Alam as the tourism destination, and the shooting incident of suspected terrorists in Kaliurang did not stop Jokowi's visit agenda to Yogyakarta. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi inaugurated the diplomacy bridge connecting Cibunar Village, Tarogong Kidul Sub-District, and Mangku Rakyat Village, Cilawu Sub-District, Garut, West Java on Friday. The bridge, which was built on Cimanuk River from donations given by ASEAN Charity Golf and Jakarta Ambassador Golf Association led by Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs I.M. Fahir. The diplomacy bridge is built to replace the damaged bridge hit by flood disaster in 2016. In her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the construction of the bridge of diplomacy is a manifestation of diplomat awareness for the welfare and safety of Indonesian people. Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi, accompanied by Deputy Minister A.M. Fahir and several high officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and ASEAN, explained the bridge was chosen as a forum on donation because it can reflect the duties of the diplomat. Minister Retno furthermore said one of the duties of diplomats is to bridge the differences of opinion. She added it is called the diplomatic bridge with the hope to remind the people to resolve their differences with diplomacy. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake hits Bali Island and Lombok on Monday morning, July 16. The tremor occurred at 6:48 local times beneath the sea. No tsunami warning was issued. The epicenter was located at 8.89 south latitude and 115.38 east longitude. The Agency for Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics, BMKG's Chief of Earthquake Information and Tsunami Early Warning, Daryono, said in a written statement on Monday, July 16, that the epicenter precisely located at 25 kilometers off the west of Klungkung, Bali, 111 kilometers beneath the waters. The tremor was felt based on the public's report in Denpasar, Nusa Dua, Kuta, Mataram, and Central Lombok. BMKG recorded the intensity was at 3-4 MMI level. Several residents were set to run from homes to save themselves. Daryono stated that the quake doesn't potentially bring tsunami. The earthquake, based on its depth, was caused by the subduction of Indo-Australia plate into the Eurasian plate. As of 7:11 local times, there was no aftershock occurred. BMKG further called on the public in Bali and West Nusa Tenggara to remain calm. Businessmen of some 50 Indian companies were scheduled to visit Jakarta at the end of October to explore trade opportunities with Indonesian partners. That was stated by Additional Director of Indian Chamber of Commerce Bodhisattva Mukherjee during a briefing with a group of ASEAN journalists in Kolkata Saturday, July 14. The businessmen of the Indian companies that will attend a business forum in Jakarta would be mainly from textile sector, specifically in furnishing, home decor, machinery and finished products. Mukherjee added, Indonesia is also a potential market for Indian construction companies. Besides Indonesia, the delegation of Indian companies will also tour to several Southeast Asian countries. It would be one of Indonesia's efforts in achieving balance and fast-paced growth of its northeastern region as Prime Minister Narendra Modi initiated in the Act East Policy. The Act East Policy requires increased people-to-people contact, trade ties and other relations with countries on India's east, particularly ASEAN countries. Indonesia holds significance for the Indian economy as it is the biggest trading partner in Southeast Asia. The last item. Preparations are underway to use Bahasa Indonesia in the news published by the Union of News Agencies, UNA, which is a specialized media organ of the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, OIC. UNA's financial director, Saud Al-Sheikhi, informed journalists from several countries during a visit to the UNA office in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Sunday, July 15, that UNA is working on this progress and it is attempting to build cooperation with the official news agencies. Currently, the UNA publishes news in three languages, Arabic, English, and French, in various forms of media, such as websites and newsletters or bulletins that various forms that are distributed to the news agencies. The UNA also utilizes social media platforms Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+ to disseminate their news. According to Al-Sheikhi, the UNA will allocate a space for journalists from the news agencies to directly send the news in Bahasa Indonesia, upload them on the site, and place them in newsletters. Bahasa Indonesia is also studied in schools and non-academic institutions in several countries such as Australia, China, and Russia. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. The Education University of Indonesia, UP, or UPI, presents honorary doctorate to the Ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminds the difficulty to conquer the world challenge without unity. Related to the case of Kaliurang terrorists, President invites people to cooperate with law enforcement agencies. That was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Rise of Indonesian Athletes. Amid the hassle of Indonesian political activities and euphoria of the 2018 World Cup in Russia, there is a proud message from Indonesian athlete Muhammad Sohri, who surprised Indonesia and the world after winning the men's 100-meter race in the Under-20 Athletic World Championship on Wednesday evening time of Tampere, Finland. For the first time, the name of Indonesia came up at the 20-year-old World Class event held by the International Association of Athletics Federation, AAF World Under-20 Championship, since it was first held in 1986, even in other world athletics events. Lalu Muhammad Sohri, an 18-year-old young man from West Nusa Tenggara NTB, succeeded in bringing the past gold medal for Indonesia in his participation in this event. The official website of the International Association of Athletic Federation on Wednesday noted that the best performance of Indonesian athletes in 32 years of championship history was finishing at the 8th position in 1986. Sohri successfully touched the finish line in 10.18 seconds, defeating the American sprinter duo Anthony Swartz and Eric Harrison with a timed 10.22 seconds respectively. In addition to Sohri, in other sport branches, the Wushu Indonesia team that fought at the Wushu Junior World Championship in Brasilia, Brazil on July 9 until 16, 2018, won 10 medals consisting of 1 gold, 4 silver and 5 bronze medals. There are many more Indonesian athletes who glorified the name of Indonesia because of their achievement. In early May 2018, Aris Susanti, a 23-year-old athlete from Purwodadi, Grobogan, Central Java, dominated the world competition while performing at the speed world record in Rock Climb World Cup Series in Chongqing, China. Aris defeated Russian athlete Elena Timofeva with a timed 7.51 seconds. The achievement of young Indonesians in the field of sport certainly makes Indonesian nation proud. However, being proud is not enough. It needs support from all related stakeholders, especially the government. so the achievement of Indonesian athlete is increasingly excellent both in regional and international championships. In addition, the Indonesian athletes who have obtained wonderful achievement should not be complacent with the euphoria of their victory, especially before the 2018 Asian Games to be held in Jakarta and Palembang in August. They have to keep practicing their skill and improving their achievement in a bid to glorify the name of Indonesia in regional and international championships. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Nice to be with you again here with our regular program, Today in History. Well, we start from an event on July 16, 1945. The first trial of nuclear was conducted near Alamogordo, New Mexico. Trinity was trial of atomic bomb nuclear during Manhattan Project. Manhattan Project was research project and development on World War II to develop the first nuclear weapon. Detonation was conducted at Alamogordo, New Mexico on July 16, 1945. The bomb was 19 kilotons and the first detonation of atomic bomb. The bomb contained of plutonium and it was the same model with the bomb which was in Nagasaki on August 9, 1945. The bomb was placed at the 20 meters height of steel tower and its explosive power was equivalent to 19 kilotons TNT. The detonation left crater with 3 meters deep and 330 meters wide. Mushroom cloud was as high as 16,000 meters and its salt weight could be felt as far as 160 kilometers. The area still contained radioactive element. The next event was in 1969 about the launching of Apollo 11. Apollo 11 is a mission of first manned space which succeeded to carry humans to moon and went back safely. Apollo 11 was one of NASA projects. It was launched on July 16, 1969 by using Saturn V rocket and arriving at the moon on July 20 in the same year. While landing on the moon, the spacecraft was manned by Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin and Michael Collins. Apollo 11 created ambition of President of the United States of America at the time, John F. Kennedy, namely to fly human to moon and return human to Earth safely. And the last event was in 1979 when Saddam Hussein became president of Iraq. Saddam Hussein Abdul Al-Majid al-Tikriti was president of Iraq on the period of July 16, 1979 until April 9, 2003. His power ended after Iraq was attacked by coalition forces led by United States of America in 2003. As the main member of Ba'ath Party of Iraq, which suggested pan-secular Arabism, modernization of economy and Arab socialization, Saddam played a major role in Kuwait in 1968, which made his party longer in power in the country. As president, Saddam created authoritarian government and defended his power through Iran-Iraq War and Gulf War. Meanwhile, he was considered as popular hero among Arab nations because he was brave to challenge Israel and the United States of America, and most people in the world still saw Saddam with suspicion, especially after Gulf War in 1991. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia controls 51% Freeport share. The government of the Republic of Indonesia will officially control majority of PT Freeport Indonesia shares. Certainty was obtained after the signing of the terms of the PT Freeport Indonesia divestment agreement in the Ministry of Finance in Jakarta on Thursday, July the 12th. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani at a press conference after the signing ceremony at the Finance Ministry's office in Jakarta on Thursday said the agreement is a step forward and strategic to realize the agreement between the government and the U.S. company, which was previously announced on August 27, 2017. With the signing of the heads of agreement, it means that the divestment has been achieved. It is expected that the partnership between Freeport and Inalum and the government can increase the certainty within the corporation and the added value of Indonesia's extractive industry and be able to add prosperity to Indonesia and Papua. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo in Banten said on Thursday that he had received reports that Inalum had reached an initial agreement with Freeport to increase Indonesia's ownership to 51% from 9.36%. President Joko Widodo explained to control 51% of Freeport, Indonesia's share must go a very tough and intense process for 3.5 years. Moreover, Freeport Indonesia has been managing mines in Indonesia for almost 50 years. President Joko Widodo hopes that with this ownership, the state will get higher income from taxes, royalties, dividends, and retribution, so that the value added of mining commodities can be enjoyed by the people of Indonesia. In addition to Freeport Indonesia, President Joko Widodo also stated that the government currently has 100% of Mahakam Block oil and gas field. Mahakam Block was submitted to PT Pertamina Persero, which later can be collaborated with other parties in the process. Meanwhile, Freeport McMoRan Incorporation CEO Richard Atkerson claimed that Indonesia's revenue will reach $90 billion thanks to the PT Freeport Indonesia divestment agreement. Atkerson said it will be accepted by the state through taxes, royalties, and dividends of PT Indonesia Asahan Aluminium or Inalum. Atkerson also promised to continue to provide benefits for Indonesia, especially to the people of Papua, in this case by running the company's operation with high standards, encourage the development of local communities, protect the environment, and provide maximum benefit for Indonesia. Well, that was My Indonesia Today, which was on Indonesia controls 51% share of Freeport. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Indonesia Osama Muhammad Abdullah Al-Shaibi was awarded an honorary doctorate degree from the Education University of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded again about the importance of maintaining unity among the Indonesian nations. The president also warned on the high social costs if the Indonesian people were divided only due to political differences in a democratic party. Indonesian President Joko Widodo invites the whole community to cooperate with law enforcement agencies to combat terrorism. This was conveyed after the inauguration of Sragen-Kartasura toll road related to the shooting of suspected terrorists in Kaliurang, Yogyakarta. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi inaugurated the diplomacy bridge connecting Cibunar Village, Tarogong Kidul Sub-District, and Mangku Rakyat Village, Cilau Sub-District, Garut, West Java, on Friday. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake hits Bali Island and Lombok on Monday morning, July 16. The tremor occurred at 6:48 local times beneath the sea. No tsunami warning was issued. Businessmen of some 50 Indian companies were scheduled to visit Jakarta at the end of October to explore trade opportunities with Indonesian partners.
the businessmen of the Indian companies that will attend a business forum in Jakarta would be mainly from textile sector, specifically in furnishing, home decor, machinery and finished products. Preparations are underway to use Bahasa Indonesia in the news published by the Union of News Agency, UNA, which is a specialized media organ of the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, OIC. That was the news in brief.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Lembah Anai Waterfall in West Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Sumatra is one of the provinces in Indonesia which is rich of diversity of nature. Most regions in West Sumatra are still natural and protected with West tropical forests. In the province, there are two national parks, namely Siberut and Kerinci Seblat. There are also some kinds of conservation such as Rimbo Panti, Batang Palupuh, Harau Valley, and Anai Valley. At Anai Valley, there is a waterfall which becomes tourism icon in West Sumatra, namely Lembah Anai Waterfall. Listeners, Lembah Anai Waterfall is located at the roadside of Main Street which connects Padang and Bukit Tinggi. Presently, the waterfall is located in Nagari Singgalang, 10 Kota District Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra. Its height reaches 35 meters. Because the location is easy to be accessed, the tourism object becomes favorite destination for tourists who visit West Sumatra. Every weekend, the waterfall is always visited by a lot of tourists. The visitors can take a shower under the waterfall. Lembah Anai Tourism Complex is suitable for relaxing when doing long trip to Bukit Tinggi. The visitors can take pictures with the waterfall as a background. Surrounding the waterfall, there are also wild monkeys, which occupy the waterfall complex. Listeners, Lembah Anai Waterfall has a distance 60 kilometers from Padang City. To access the tourism object, you can use land transportation. If you use public transportation, the trip can be accessed from Minangkabau International Airport until Lembah Anai Conservation by taking the time around 1.5 hours. Listeners, surrounding Lembah Anai, there are various facilities such as stalls along the road, which serve various kinds of food and beverages and souvenir shops. In addition, parking space and toilet are also available. If you want to set a tent, there is also camping ground over there. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? Or in English, how long have you been married? Stay tuned. Listener, next is a conversation about sudah berapa lama kamu menikah, or in English, how long have you been married? The conversation is located at Joko's family room. Tony and Dinda are talking about their family while seeing the family's album.
Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah?
10 tahun.
Listener, after the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today. Sudah berapa lama kamu menikah? Or in English, how long have you been married? I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Menikah. Menikah in English, married. Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? In English, how long have you been married? 10 tahun. 10 tahun. In English,
10 years. Listener to ask about how long the events or activities have occurred. You can use the phrase sudah berapa lama in English, how long have you been? For example, sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? In English, how long have you been married? Another example, sudah berapa lama kalian belajar bahasa Indonesia? Sudah berapa lama kalian belajar bahasa Indonesia? In English, how long have you been learn bahasa Indonesia? The question shows the situation about a person who is learning bahasa Indonesia. The answer for the question is usually by mentioning duration and time, minutes, hours, days, weeks, month, and year. For example, sudah berapa lama kamu tinggal di Indonesia? In English, how long have you been living in Indonesia? You can answer 5 tahun. 5 tahun. In English, 5 years. Or you can answer without mentioning number. For example, sudah berapa lama kamu menunggu? Sudah berapa lama kamu menunggu? In English, how long have you been waiting for? The answer is baru sebentar. Baru sebentar. In English, just a moment or just a minute. Although the answer does not mention number, the word sebentar still indicates duration of time. In the dialogue, there is also the word kalian, or in English, you. For example, sudah berapa lama kalian menikah? In English, how long have you been married? The word kalian is also used when you talk to more people. The word kalian or you is used to call younger or the same age with a talker. But the word kalian cannot be used in an official occasion. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Sudah berapa lama kalian menikah?
10 tahun.
After listening to the conversation about sudah berapa lama kalian menikah, we will give you an exercise which of course is related to the words you have already learned. The exercise is to describe your family. For example, anggota keluarga saya berjumlah 4 orang. Saya anak pertama dari 2 bersaudara. Saya mempunyai 1 adik laki-laki. Dia 2 tahun lebih muda daripada saya. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018.
If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll present Kroncong songs performed by Indonesian female singer Indra Utami Tamsir. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Tanah Airku by Indra Utami Tamsir. Happy listening. Lagu thank you. original Keroncong song Tanah Airku tells the story about Indonesia's natural beauty, the archipelagic country with green and towering mountains, valleys, rivers, and extraordinary landscapes. This song has also been dedicated by a number of other Indonesian Keroncong singers. Indra Utami Tamsir is a newcomer in the Indonesian entertainment world, especially in Keroncong music. But her ability in the music is well received by among people, especially Keroncong music lovers. After the launch of an album entitled Wanita Indonesia in 2016, Indra Utami Tamsir held a concert in several cities in Java, such as Blora, Semarang, Solo, Yogyakarta, Bandung, Malang, Surabaya, Bali, and Jakarta. The concert, which was held in September, reached the same title as the album, Wanita Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Wanita by Indra Utami Tamsir. Lagu
Kau cemerlang, wanita.
tells the story of a woman with all her strength, her physical beauty, and her gentleness. It became a leading song in Indra Utami Tamsir's Kroncong album entitled Wanita Indonesia, which was launched in mid-2016, consisting of 13 songs. According to Utami, the song Wanita was composed by Ismail Marzuki with pop genre that repacked into Kroncong. According to Utami, currently Kroncong music is less liked by young people. That's why she wants to continue to introduce the music to the younger generation. Indra Utami is the singer from Blora, Central Java. She has received Emmy Award from the Anugerah Musik Indonesia Foundation in 2013 as the best female solo singer for Langgam category. At the time, Indra Utami held in a collaboration with a Kroncong orchestra, Pesona Jiwa, led by Koko Tole. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Cinta Sejati by Indra Utami Tamsir. This song is a soundtrack of an Indonesian film entitled Habibi and Ainun. Happy listening, sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.